好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。 欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, this is Al.
Now let's begin the review part.
上次第一个是 Oddball.
Oddball 是行为古怪的人。
The second one is Odds and Ends.
Odds and Ends 是一些小零碎，注意它是可数的。
The third one, Peaches and Cream.
有两个意思。第一个是 very perfect, just perfect.、
Yeah.
另一个就是形容女孩子容光焕发。
The last one is sour grape, 就是酸葡萄，中西方都一样啦。
上次我们还说到
一堆你身体出状况的词。
对，第一个是腰扭到了。
My back went out.
My back went out. 或是如果以我做主语呢，就是 I threw my back out.
Yes.
然后是扭到脚了，怎么说？
I sprained my ankle.
Sprained my ankle. 下一个就是肌肉拉伤了。
I pulled my muscle.
下一个是
落
枕了。
落枕是 I have a tight muscle around my neck.
然后下面就到脚了。
脚抽筋是 I have a cramp in my foot.
另一个是脚麻了。脚麻注意是用 leg. My leg is asleep.
Is asleep. 如果你要脚麻恢复的时候，这种血液循环呢就会 I have pins and needles in my leg.
感觉很难受。另一个就是手上长茧了。
手上长茧先记住茧 callus, C-A-L-U-S。
就是 I have callus on my palm.
如果嘴唇裂皮肤裂要记住一个词
chapped,
C-H-A-P-P-E-D。
I have chapped lips,
或者是 my hand skin is chapped.
Good.Now, let's begin the new lesson.
The first one is lemon. Lemon 最简单，柠檬。
柠檬 ,lemon tree.
但好像没有什么东西要比 lemon 还酸了吧。所以但是 lemon 用在生活中作为一个俗语的话，它是指那种质量很差的东西，不能起它应有的作用的人。而美国人呢，经常把一辆经常出问题的车叫做 lemon.
What's that?
Mr. Lee paid $115,000 for the new car, but he got a real lemon. It's never run right, and it spends more time in the garage and getting fixed than it does on the road.
就是李先生花了很多钱买了这辆新车，可是这辆车呢却毛病百出，从来没有好好的跑过。他在车行里修的时间比他在马路上跑的时间还要多。
Right? Lemon 这个俗语不仅仅限于汽车，也可以指那些不理想的东西。
Mr. Green usually gives me good advice, but the computer company stock he told me to buy was a lemon. I had to sell it at the price I have paid for it.
一般来说格林先生给我提供的建议都非常好，可是这一次他让我买那个电脑公司的股票却是一个馊主意，我不得不按原价抛出了。
馊主意他用的是 was a lemon.
Lemon, 对。Okay, that's a lemon. The next one is going banana.
又是和水果 banana, 那这里面又是什么嘞？
Banana 没问题，香蕉对吧？
那 going banana.
Going bananas, 发疯。Let's see. Mary spends all her time listening to loud music, talking on the phone, or looking at herself in the mirror instead of studying or helping in the kitchen. I tell you, that kid is driven us all bananas. 这个父亲在抱怨了。
说 Mary 经常就是把所有的时间都用在听音乐，或是还是把音乐的声音放得很大，要么就是打电话，要么就是照镜子，从来不把时间用在学习上或帮助我们做点家务。我告诉你，这个孩子都快把我们逼疯了。
Driven us all bananas. 要加一个 s 啊。
Going bananas. 还有一个词是 go nuts, 好像也是发疯。
Yes, right.
I'm going bananas over the noise in the apartment next door. They play their television loud enough for the whole building to hear, and they never turned it off until 1 o'clock in the morning.
哦，这也真是让人 go bananas. 隔壁的人家的闹声快把人逼疯了，他们把电视开得那么响，整个楼都听得到，而且不到半夜一点，从来不关电视。嗯，要命哦。哦、oh, ，OK， 复习一下，我们曾经说过聊天应该怎么说 ，shoot the breeze，
清风过，
对，清风 shoot the breeze， 就是实际上 shoot 是开枪嘛，发射炮弹 ，breeze 就是阵阵微风 ，shoot the breeze 就是朝风发射了，
而且微风 breeze 给人感觉都应该是很好的，那就是好朋友聚在一起聊天。
就是肆无忌惮，也不是肆无忌惮，
毫
无
顾
忌的，想说什么就说什么了。OK, on Friday nights, I usually go to a movie, but it was raining so hard last night, I just stayed in the dorm to sit around and shoot the breeze with a couple of friends.
嗯，他说，一般来说，星期五晚上我总是去看电影，可是昨天晚上雨下得很大，所以呢，就待在宿舍里和几个朋友一起聊天了。
Shooting the breeze, 聊天哦，谁都喜欢，对吧？嗯，如果你要是问一个人他的消息是从哪来的，聊天的时候他可能会说 through the grapevine。
Grapevine 是葡萄藤。
Through grapevine 实际的意思就是从扯中文里的那种
小
道消息来的。
Yep。
我复习一下，原来我们说过 straight from the horse mouth。
Horse mouth。
Yeah, horse mouth。
那就是消息来源十分可靠。
而这个
相反了。
这个 grapevine 小道消息可能真的，可能是假的吧。
Through the grapevine.
好，听听这个句子。What do you think of the news that your regiment is being transferred to California? It's not announced officially yet, but this morning I got it through the grapevine.
说你对我们军队调到这个 California 去的消息是怎么想的？这个消息还没有正式宣布，我是今天早上通过小道消息听来的。
小道消息有真有假嘛，所以说 I don't always believe what I get through the grapevine, but it is true at least half of the time, and it's a lot faster than whatever the army tells you about what we are doing.
说我不完全相信小道消息，但是它至少有一半是确实的，也就是真实的，所以比部队领导告诉我们要快许多。
对，所以小道消息一般都很快，直接就传来了。哦，简单说一下，first one is lemon 好像不是很好，
是馊主意或是令人经常出毛病的东西。
尤其可能多指车吧。Well, second one is going bananas.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.不愉快的是弄得十分烦躁，要发疯了。The third one is shooting the breeze.
是和好朋友闲聊，毫无顾忌地说出
心中的话。Well, the last one is through the grapevine.
小道消息。
Welcome to Real and Relax. 您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，登录 www.coolearn.com。最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Now let's move on to the second part. 上次我们是说的是身体出状况，总之就身体不舒服了。那这句话应该怎么说呢？
身体不舒服， I don't feeling very well.
或者是 I'm not myself today.
Yeah,
这是我们原来学过的。
Yeah.
今天我们向大家显示一个新的句子，那就是 I'm under the weather.
Under the weather 是指身体不舒服。
可能就是这和原来他们的气象预报员，或者是因为美国人或者西方人他们聊天的时候经常会先提起的就是 weather， 对吧？所以大家来听一下这个对话吧。
Are you ill?
No, I just feel out of sorts. It was an especially long and hard day at work.
Was it? Why don't you take a hot bath while I cook dinner for you?
What are we going to do? What are we going to have for dinner?
I'm trying a special recipe I learned from a cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
就是生病了 I just feel out of sorts.
也是身体不舒服了。
You don't look very well.
I think I'm under the weather.
Really, I hope it's not the flu.
I don't know, but I have a mild fever.
Do you? In that case, why don't you call in sick today?
I think I will.
那你就今天请病假吧。Call in sick.
call in sick,
嗯，
或是 mild fever, 就轻微的有点发烧了。
轻微有点发烧了，嗯。
And the weather 就是表示身体不舒服，那比它稍微的再稍微的有一点点不舒服的就是 out of sorts.
Out of sorts, 嗯。
比如说 after a long hard day, I felt out of sorts.
度过了又长又累的一天以后，我感到有点不舒服。嗯，
那它就是和 not feel very well 意思差不多，就是稍微有点感觉不舒服。而这个 under the weather 呢，
就是出状况了，我想。
就基本上身体要 need a long time of rest.
Okay.
Now, let's begin story part.
Okay.
This time we'll give you a long story, because we have time.
嗯，首先第一个是 Raven, 我们上次还说了两种鸟了，一种是信天翁。
Albatross.
先说信天翁 Albatross.
Albatross
跟海鸥不是一种鸟，海鸥是 seagull, right?
啊，跟白头翁也不是一回事。
Yes, and owl 是
猫头鹰，
猫头鹰的脖子可以转360度，所以比较恐怖。然后这次我们要说的是 raven, raven 是乌鸦，对吧？
嗯哼，
好像乌鸦看起来很恐怖，对吧？
乌鸦一般黑。
Raven have sharp sense of smell and can locate dead and decaying body at a great distance.
哦，这个渡鸦它一般或者是乌鸦都是吃腐烂的食物，嗅觉非常的敏锐，很远就能找到已经腐烂的尸体，所以被视为死亡之兆。
嗯，食物。So they are often associated with death, 对啊。According to a legend, the great orator Cicero was warned of his death by a raven.
哦，据传说古罗马的非常有名的这个辩论家西塞罗就受到过渡鸦的不或者是乌鸦的警告，经常会说渡鸦、
哦、我们不说渡鸦哈，
就说乌鸦。
Yes, on the day of his murder, a raven flew into his bedroom and pulled the clothes off his bed.
太 weird 了。他被谋杀的那一天呢，就一只乌鸦飞进卧室，把被子拉下了床。
嗯，所以说这都是关于鸟的迷信，乌鸦跟死亡相关。嗯 ，That's right。哦，这个跟乌鸦好像圣经上也有一点联系，就是在那个诺亚方舟，然后已经40天以后，然后先是诺亚认为就是那个什么，妈呀，
把前面的剪掉吧。
Okay, well, the second one is magpie, 喜鹊。
嗯，这个在我们文化当中还是比较吉祥的。What's in the West?
喜鹊不应该是吉祥，应该是吉祥的吗？
But in the West, they have different.
Yeah, the magpie has generally been regarded as a bird that brings ill luck.
在西方文化当中呢，喜鹊也是不吉祥的鸟。
Some people spit 3 times to avoid ill luck when the bird was seen.
有人见到喜鹊呢，就会吐3口唾沫，以示辟邪。
In Scotland, some people think it's very bad when one sees 7 magpies together. And if magpies flow near the windows of a house, one of the person living in the house is going to die.
啊、哦，真是大大的不一样。如果在苏格兰呢，有人认为，如果看到7只喜鹊在一起，那是最不吉利的了。如果喜鹊飞进了某一家的窗子呢，就会认。大家会认为这个房中就会有人去世。
嗯，
如果在我们国家看到7只喜鹊，那就是奇观了。
Really 哦、嗯，如果西方的喜鹊肉堵得中国民俗，就一定都会飞到中国来啊。
对呀、啊，在这边大家都很喜欢它们。
对，都是很非常吉祥的动物 ，right？
嗯 ，What's next one？
This next one is stork.
Stork 又是什么东西了
？Stork 是鹳。据一种古老的迷信讲，鹳能够带来好运，哎，终于有好运的咯，因为它能够预告婴儿的出生。
Because it foretells the birth of a child.
Yes. 好奇的小孩向父母问及自己的来历时，父母惯用的回答是，小孩子们是鹳带来的。
对 ，you were brought by the stork.
中国的老家长会告诉你是吗？你是街上捡
的、
啊、And then the swallow
燕子，
嗯，小燕子，檐下有燕子筑窝，对于房主来说非常的吉利
啊，这是跟他们西方文化比较相关的。
It's considered a sign of a good luck if a swallow builds its nest under the eaves of one's house. Dryden 德莱顿 十七世纪的诗人 Rosette in his poem 在他的诗中曾经写道杀燕子是非常不吉利的、
嗯、Swallows are unlucky birds to kill、
嗯、杀哪种鸟都不好了、
Against the nature
Yes, so that's all for today
Okay, see you next time, bye bye